Shear 15.
That's very exciting. I've only been part of, I think we did two or three chalitzas over the years. But it's something that's very, very, very rare and very special. I almost got hit by a shoe at the first chalitza when the Yavama threw the shoe. It missed me by about an inch. By 1 inch it missed me. So. Well, she wasn't Amy. she didn't have very good aim. She does. Okay, just a little bit, a few more nekudis on Riva Shiurim. We saw yesterday the Machlokes. Rashba and Ran, where the Riva Shiurim is the right or the Rabbonim. There's an interesting Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim wrote a kuntris for Jewish soldiers in the Russian army called Machte Yisrael. In that kuntris he writes about a situation of a Jewish soldier who had to carry things on Shabbos. He had to carry certain things which were Litzoyrech Pikuach Nefesh, and also he wanted to be able to carry his tefillin. He wanted to carry his tefillin in the same sack with other things that he would have a heter to carry. And the tefillin, of course, were not a tzorech Shabbos at all. It was not a tzorech pikuach nefesh. But he wanted to carry the tefillin. The tzorech is ribui shiurim. Right? It would be ribui shiurim on Shabbos because the other things he had a heter to carry. The tefillin, he really didn't have a heter to carry in that sack. But it would be Riva Shiurim. So the Chofetz Chaim in the Kuntris, Machne Yisrael, paskind that so one can rely on the Rashba, that Riva Shiurim is only the Rabbanan, and therefore the Tzorech Mitzvah, otherwise he would have lost the Tefillin. The Tzorech Mitzvah, he would be allowed to carry the Tefillin in the sack. Not to carry them separately, that would be a separate Malacha, but to carry them as part of the Riva Shiurim of the sack, you could rely on the Rashba, that Riva Shiurim is only the Rabban. In Hilchis Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah does not pass in that way. In Hilchis Shabbos, there's a halacha of in Shin Yuches, the beginning of Shin Yuches, that if someone cooked food for a chayla sheyesh bo sakona, also labori la'ochla, a bori is not allowed to eat that food. That's a Gemara in Chulin. And the reason for that is Shema Yarda Bishvilo. Because we're afraid that when you're cooking for the Chodesh Yesh Bel Sakona, you might add extra food, you might cook extra food for the Yibori, for the healthy person. Similarly, Gezerah to Emizamni Makum Biyondiv, Shema Yarda Bishvilo. For so too over here, there's a Gezerah Shema Yarda Bishvilo. And the Mishnah Berurah over there says, what's the Shema Yarda Bishvilo? So, one pshat he says, is that you'll add extra basa to the kedera, right? And that'll be an issa d'oraisa shemar v'vishvilay. Right? You'll add extra basa, you'll put in extra meat when you're putting the pot on the fire, and that will be an issa d'oraisa, even if it's bepamachas, it's tircha achas. That's the shita taran, because Riva Shiurim on Shabbos will be an issa d'oraisa, right? And even though it's you're doing it for a chayla sheyesh bo sakona, so pikuach nefesh is the chuya on Shabbos. If you'll add extra food, which is not letzorech chayla, so that will be an issa d'oraisa. Then he brings yesh oimim the heavy drabonin, kevi shehu v'pam machas, that if you'll just add at the same time, you'll add extra food, that'll only be an issa drabonin, like the shita of the Rashba. And so the first daya that he brings, which is usually, it's not it's not a hard and fast rule, but usually he's paskins like the first day he brings is the Shita Saran, that it's a Nisa Deraita. And then he refers us to the Sefer Havas Chesed, right? Havas Chesed, that's the Machne Yisrael that he wrote for the Russian soldiers. And he says, Ha'iko Kideya HaRishayna. The Iko is like the first day, like the Shita of the and Shita of the Ran. But what we see from this Chofetz Chaim in the Machne Yisrael is the Shaila that we had yesterday about the key ring, whether Rebbe Shurim applies only by the same thing, the same min, or it applies by other minim, other things as well. What do you see from the Machne Yisrael? That Rebbe Shurim applies when? According to the Chofetz Chaim. Even by other things as well, by other things. It applies by tefillin. If you're carrying, right? Someone is carrying, so let's say, food. He needs the food. That's going to be pikuach nefesh. And then he also wants to carry tefillin in that same bag. The Chofetz Chaim says that's a din of ribui shiurim, right? According to the Rashba, it'll only be the Rabbanan. According to the Ran, it'll be the Raisa. So the shaila of the key ring that we had yesterday, right? The machlokes Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv, whether you apply ribui shiurim to the key ring because there's different keys. Not everyone is. You don't say each one is roi to be used, right? So the tefillin certainly are not roi to be used on Shabbos. And it's not at all a pikuach nefesh issue by the tefillin. So we see that the Chofetz Chaim applies the principle of ribui shiurim to that case. Okay, so I just wanted to bring that raya from the Chofetz Chaim. The question that we left off with yesterday about shechting, you have to shecht a chicken for a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, right? And you have a small chicken, you have a large chicken, right? Is there an issa of ribui shiurim in shechting the larger chicken? The smaller chicken is sufficient for the pikuach nefesh, right? So is there an issa ribui shiurim in that case? Right? So this is also a very interesting machlokes. So Minchas Chinuch says there is. Minchas Chinuch says that there's an issa ribui shiurim because when you're shechting, you're doing a malacha on the chicken, on the meat of the chicken that you're being matirit to shlita. So if you have a larger chicken, so that's going to that's a ribui shiurim, and that's going to be also. Or a chashulchan agrees with the Minchas Chinuch. However, the Or Sameach disagrees, and I think Ari sort of at the very end of Shia was saying a svara in that, right? What was the svara you wanted to say, Ari? Yeah, well, I'm going to put it, the Or Sameach puts it a little differently, but that's the basic idea. The Or Sameach says, when do you have ribui shiurim? That's when the malacha has a shiur. Like Ketzira has a shiur. The chiyuv of Ketzira is on a groigris, right? You have to have a shiur. That's the etzem malacha. That it's, you're cutting the stem. As a result of cutting that stem, there's a groigris of fruit that you're cutting, right? So therefore, where there is a shear, so then there's a din of ribui shiurim. When you're doing the malacha on a greater shear. But the in the case of shechita, what's the malacha by shechita? What's the malacha of shechita? Netilas neshama, right? You're taking away the life. Netilas neshama, there's no difference whether it's a large animal or it's a small animal, whether the animal is even less than a kezias, right? Less than a tiny little animal, right? You kill an ant. This, what?
Berries.
Yeah, no, that has nothing to do with it. it has nothing to do with shear. Even if it wouldn't be a berry, it would. The issa is taking away the neshama, right? The netilas neshama, right? So there's no. It doesn't matter large, small. The netilas neshama is all the same. If it's alive and you're taking away its neshama. Right, so that's going to be, it's the same exact malach of Netilas Neshama. So the Or Sameach says there's no issa of ribui shiurim whether you're shechting a large chicken or over a small chicken. So it's a big machlokes. Minchas Chinuch and the Or Sameach and also Achrayim also discuss this shayla. What's interesting is the Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa talks about a situation of pikuach nefesh where you have to turn on the light in the room for a chayla sheyesh bo sakon, right? And I have a 40-watt light bulb or a 100-watt light bulb, right? And doing the same act of flicking the switch. Is there which light bulb do I turn on? The 40-watt or the 100-watt? Is there an issur in turning on the 100-watt? The same pu'ula, the same exact pu'ula. In other words, is there an issur of ribuy shiurim in the 100-watt over the 40-watt? So one might say there's no ribuy shiurim. It's the same light bulb. It's just that this gives more light than the other light bulb, right? It's the same maisa, the same electricity is flowing through the filament. One might think that it's not, there's no issa ribuy shiurim, right? Shmuel Shabbos Kehilchosot quotes for Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. There is an issa ribuy shiurim. Why? What's the melacha? What melacha are you doing when you turn on an incandescent bulb? What? Either bishul or havara. A big shayla. Either bishul or havara. What? Yeah, leave out the chazanish. But simply, everyone, even the chazanish agrees by a light bulb that it's bishul or havara, right? So if I have a larger filament, so there's more glowing, there's more metal, more tungsten that's glowing in that filament. There's more bishul going on. There's more havara going on. Right? Then if I have a smaller filament, that's the difference between a 40-watt and a 100-watt light bulb. Right? So mimela, that's good. There is going to be an issur of ribuy shiurim over there. So if you have a choice of 40-watt or 100-watt for the chayla sheyesh bo sakana, right? He says the Rosh Hashanah Zalman Auerbach Paskin, you should do the 40-watt, not the 100-watt.
What about fluorescent light bulb?
Fluorescent already works differently. I don't know exactly how it works. I mean, I know the gases emit light, but in terms of the metal, there's no havara there. It's a molid. It's a molid orb. So I imagine that it would also apply over there. But I would have to look into a little bit more how fluorescent works exactly. Okay, let's get into the sugya of Eino Shava L'chol Nefesh and Rechitza on Yontiv, right? This is one of the most popular sugyas, popular shaylas, I should say, on Yontiv, right? And I'm going to reverse the order a little bit, though, in terms of the Seder, how you prepared it, right? I'm doing that with the Kavona. We know that there's a halacha that oichol nefesh is only mutter if it's shoveh l'chol nefesh, right? And where do we learn that from? It has to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. What? Achashe yoichol l'chol nefesh. What's the case that the Gemara applies it by?
Mugmar,
right? The Gemara Ksuvitz. That mugmar is eino shoveh l'chol nefesh, and therefore mugmar is going to be osur on yotzer. The Gemara asks, what about shchitas tzvi, right? It's very rare that people will eat deer meat because it's so expensive. Gemara says that's considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. Why? Because it's tzorech kol nefesh. Even though aniyim might not be able to afford that, but it's a tzorech achila, right? And the fact that they don't have it because of the cost, but that doesn't mean it's a einol shoveh l'chol nefesh. Okay, so here we already get a little bit of the hagdorah in. Eino shoveh l'chol nefesh. Rashi there says in Ksuvis, mugme is only for mu'unogim, for mefunokim, for people who want the pleasure. It's a special, extra pleasure that some people want from the mugma. So that's eino shoveh l'chol nefesh. But as you'll see, to be magdir eino shoveh l'chol nefesh is one of the most difficult concepts in Hilchos Yontif. Exactly what the hagdorah is. Right, and this is a major machlokes among the poskim, and it applies in four different areas. Right, einol shoveh l'chol nefesh. One is by mugmar, two is by the question of smoking on yontiv, whether that's shoveh l'chol nefesh or einol shoveh l'chol nefesh. Three is by richitzas kol aguf on yontiv, the chamin, right? Whether that's considered to be einol shoveh l'chol nefesh according to shitas hatoisis. Right, to heat up water to wash your whole body, is eino shoveh l'chol nefesh. Is going to be an issa deraisa on yontiv, because it's eino shoveh l'chol nefesh. So whatever we consider richitzas aguf, whether it's a din of mitoich or it's a din of oichol nefesh mamish, like shita sarambam, right? That richitzas hanos aguf is oichol nefesh mamish. But it has to be shoveh, it has to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. And Rechon Tosfos holds that Rechitus Kol Aguf is eino shoveh l'chol nefesh. But we'll come back to that, the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rif and the Rambam, when we discuss Rechitza. And the fourth area of eino shoveh l'chol nefesh is the question of whether a choyla, whether tzorchi choyla, carrying out medicine, let's say, for a choyla, or doing certain things that are specifically necessary because he's a choyle, is that considered to be shavu l'chol nefesh or ain't shavu l'chol, ain't shavu l'chol nefesh? Okay, so, but let's start with smoking, right? Shtiyas titon, right? That's how the achronim call it. Shtiyas tabak or shtiyas titon, and today it's called what? Ishum, la'ashen is smoking. Right, so what is the din about smoking on Yom Tov? And you've seen that I only gave you a few achronim. This was such a big issue among the achronim. I didn't even give you the tshuva of the Ksav Sofer has a whole 2-page tshuva about it, where he goes through all of the various issues. But it starts off with the Magen Avraham, right? Magen Avraham brings a Knesset HaGedola who held that Shtiyas Titon, that smoking is also on Yonta because of Mechabe, because we're afraid you're going to do Kibui, right? And the Magen Avraham says it's also not only because of Mechabe, but it's also because of Havara as well. When you're smoking, you're doing Havara, and it's Daimit to Mugma. It's like Mugma. It's Eino Shoveh L'chol Nefesh, and just like Mugma. So therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, it's going to be an Issa Deiraisa to smoke on Yantiv. Who's the Matir? One of the Matirim is the Darkei Noam. Say for Darkei Noam that the Be'er Hetev quotes, that it's not doing it to Mugma. The basic question is whether smoking resembles Mugma, or it's not. It doesn't resemble Mugma. So he says, so the Darkei Noam says, doesn't resemble Mugma, because smoking is Shoveh L'Rov B'nei Yodom. Shoveh L'Rov B'nei Yodom. It's something, and remember, you have to have your mindset now, not today. Have your mindset 100 years ago, right? 200 years ago, right? Because everyone has difficulty understanding this issue today, because we know about the Sakonis. They didn't know about the Sakonis. Even 50 years ago, they didn't know about the Sakonis involved in smoking. So that has to be your mindset in understanding this whole discussion among the Achrayim. So it's Shoveh L'Rov B'nei Adam, he says. It's a Dover Rogil Ma'od. It's something Rogil. Now, I don't know if he meant it's a majority of people or it's a substantial number of people. It was something which is Rogil Ma'od. Very, 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 very common. So the Korban Nisanel brings down this Darkei Noyam, and the Korban Nisanel argues on the Darkei Noyam, and he says, no, it's going to be Osir to smoke on Yontu. It's not so rogil. It's not more rogil than mugmor, right? And if mugmor is eino shava l'chol nefesh, so smoking is also eino shava l'chol nefesh. We know in the time of Chazal they used to do mugmor pretty often. They did it at the end of a suda. The Gemara in Brachos in Ketzer Mevarchim talks about mugmor at the end of the suda. It's sort of like after dessert, the Viennese table, right? They would do a mugmor. But it's still eino shoveh l'chol nefesh, because it's only done for mifunokim. It's done as an extra tainug, right? So the Korban Nisanel says that smoking is even less rogil than mugmor, and therefore it's like a special tainug. It's eino shoveh l'chol nefesh. Birke Yosef says, however, that it is shoveh l'chol nefesh, Whereas mugmar is not shoveh l'chol nefesh, right? And so we have this machlokes whether smoking is comparable to mugmar or not comparable to mugmar, without too many svaris. The basic svaris seems to be, right, in the achronim that the Darkei Noyam holds it's mutter because it's very rogil, it's very common, it's shoveh l'rov b'nei adam. Obviously, not everyone smokes. But if there's a lot of people who smoke, so then it's considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. And the others say that it's like mugmor, it's ain't no shovel lechol nefesh, and we'll see some of the svaris as we go on. Yes.
When the Kohenes on all this stuff, he says there's no tzorech, and he says some people want to say there's a tzorech because it's not get al hamazon, and then he rejects it, and he says some people want to say it's mugmor because it's shovel lechol nefesh, because it's rabbi.
Yeah.
If it's shovel lechol nefesh, but he already rejected, he already proved that there's no tzorech. Is Shavuot
Nefesh
automatically make it
to mutter,
even though there's no real
Torah? Yeah, yeah. If it's Shavuot Nefesh, it'll be mutter.
But the one who only says that even if there's a Torah, it's usher if it's not Shavuot Nefesh. That doesn't automatically mean Shavuot Nefesh, just if it's not Shavuot Nefesh, it won't be matir.
Okay, let's go on and we'll see more of it. You're asking more of the definition of Shavuot Nefesh, so we have to get into it. We haven't defined it. I'm just telling you what the various poskim say about smoke. But what is the definition of shoveh lechol nefesh? So Tosis in Shabbos Lamites, right, gives us already an insight into a possible definition. What Tosis says, Rechitus kol aguf is eino shoveh lechol nefesh, whereas Zeya, right, steam bath, right, steaming, that is considered to be shoveh lechol nefesh, right? It's only Zeya, it's only it's Xavier the Rabbonin not to do it on Shabbos or Yontif. But it is Shovel Lechol Nefesh. And what's the difference, Taisa says, between Bechitzos Kol Aguf and Zeya? Anybody? Bechitzos is for Tainu. Eino Elo Letainu, Bechitzos Kol Aguf. And Zeya is for?
Brios.
For health reasons, right? Doesn't mean there's no Tainu in there, as Defnei Yeshua points out. There's also Tainu. People go into a steam bath and they enjoy it, right? It's a pleasure for them. But the primary kavana is for brios, for health reasons, refuah or brios or health for health reasons, and therefore that's considered to be shavu lechol nefesh because everyone wants health, right? Everyone wants health, everyone wants refuah, and therefore it's considered to be shavu lechol nefesh. So the Pnei Yeshua initially wanted to he speaks about smoking on that Tosis. And initially he wanted to ask for smoking. It says it. Bechitzos kol aguf is also, according to Tosis, midaraisa, because it's not shoveh lechol nefesh, right? Even though there were many people who washed their whole bodies, right? He brings a raya from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says it's a gzeira she'ein rov atzibah yechonim lamal bo, to washing your whole body. because there were many people who did that. So then, certainly, if Rechitus Kol Aguf is Eino Shovel Lechol Nefesh, so smoking should certainly be Eino Shovel Lechol Nefesh. There were fewer people who would smoke, and they want to be Misrachek from smoking. They don't like to smoke. It affects them negatively. So there are fewer people who would smoke than who would wash their whole guf. And therefore, the Bnei Yeshua initially wanted to say that it's Eino Shovel Lechol Nefesh, and smoking is going to be an Issa D'Raita. But then he changed. But then the Bnei Yeshua changed. This, remember, Bnei Yeshua lived in the 1700s, right? Over about 250 years ago. And he said, the Bnei Yeshua says, that what?
Put in the brios.
It's brios, because people used to smoke in those days. La'akia le'samos, and it would help digestion. Right? So therefore, it's going to be muti. It's like Zeya. It's in the same category as Zeya, because it's for brios, so therefore it's shoveh lechol nefesh. It doesn't matter the fact that not everyone does it, right? Maybe not even rov b'nei adam do it, but it's something which is shoveh lechol nefesh because it's for the purpose of brios. I mean, after all, how many people do Zeya, right? Also, I don't know if rov b'nei adam or maziah, if they go into steam baths, but it's something, if the purpose is for brios, the tachlit is for brios, and that's something that everyone wants, that's a goal that everyone has, so therefore that makes it shoveh lechol nefesh.
This concept of brios by smoking, within Korban Asano, he mentioned it briefly, but then he switched the brios that it offers of the Mechalkel Hamazon, and he switched it to refuah.
Yeah.
So he didn't disagree with the fact that he said that really is more of a, once you're going to get into that, it's really more of a, you know, like a, more, taking it more of a relief, so to speak, a health relief, as opposed to actual, you know, just plain stomp health.
What do you mean? You mean refuah?
No, I mean, he called it refuah. He wasn't willing to
right,
give it.
Right,
credit.
It's a strange carve in the Sanhedrin. It's because he's calling it refuah that it's...
And he dropped the brios by it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a refuah that it's healing something, curing something, right? And he says, but that should be also on Shabbos in Yontif, because refuah is also on Shabbos in Yontif. Right? The Pnei Yeshua is not dealing with refuah.
Right.
He's saying it's grief.
No, just they're taking...
But Akil HaMosoin is not... You're not sick. You're not a sick person.
Well, that's the thing. They're taking the same fact. They're taking the same fact, and while, you know, by the Pnei Yeshua is simply calling it, you know, basics of brios
okay.
to be healthy, he's saying, you know, really that would be more
okay.
appealing.
Yeah, right. But
right.
Poshit is brios.
I just
wanted
to confirm.
It's just for... Refuah is only by a sick person. A person, you know, who has some kind of an illness.
We're
just
struck because
he
dropped brios.
It helps.
And he just put it in refuah there.
Okay. Yeah, but that's...
I'm saying, it sounds like the Gomer Sanhedrin doesn't say it. Says that refuah is not just for a sick person because he considers it.
Okay. I'm not so medayic. I'm trying to get the bigger picture, not the, you know, this word or that word. There's such a big picture here that we have to try. We have to get the bigger picture. But anyway, the Pnei Yeshua wants to be matirit because of brios, and even though there's also tainug there is pleasure there, but that's zeya as well. Zeya is brios, and there's also tainug, right? So as long as there's a primary factor of brios, so that's considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. So the Ksav Sofer explains the Pnei Yeshua and what Taita says by Zeya, that Shoveh L'chol Nefesh depends on what? What's the gather of Shoveh L'chol Nefesh? Does it depend on how many people are doing it, or it depends on what's the purpose of doing it? What's the tachlis? If the tachlis is Tafnuk Yiseva, is because of Tainuk, like Rechitzus Kol Aguf, right? That's why people wash their whole body. Right? It was a tainug in chamin, in hot water. It's not just to get off the dirt, but it's a tainug. It's a tainug. They're doing it for the pleasure. So then that's ein shoveh l'chol nefesh. That's like mugmur. But if it's if the purpose is for refuah or for brius, right, like zeya, or like the Pnei Yeshua says by smoking, so that's considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. Because the tachlis, right, the tachlis is that is, it's for a tzorech. It's for a tzorech that everyone wants. And I think the mocha for this, although the Pnei Yeshua doesn't bring this down, Taisus doesn't bring it down, but it's really the Gemara in Suvis. What did the Gemara in Suvis say? By tzvi. Why shchitas tzvi shoveh l'chol nefesh? Even though very few people can afford deer meat. So why is it considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh? What's the lashon ha-Gemara? Tzorich l'chol nefesh. The tzorich l'chol nefesh. It's something that people need. Achila is something that everyone needs, that everyone wants. Some people can afford this meat, other people can't afford it. But it's in the category, the tachlis is, right, a tzorech kol nefesh. So the tachlis of Isaiah, the tachlis of Rios, of Refuah, that's a tachlis, even though it might not be that everyone does it, or even Rov Bnei Adam do it. But you look at the tachlis, right? So that's basically the definition of that Tosis and the Pnei Yeshua expanding on Tosis, right? So the Ksav Sofer I mentioned has this long tshuva about Shtiyas Titun, and the Ksav Sofer brings down many of these poskim, and in the end the Ksav Sofer is matir, like based on the Pnei Yeshua. Ksav Sofer lived in 1800. He's the son of the Chassam Sofer, and he's matir because it's considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh, right? And because it's lakel amozin, it's for brios, based on what they thought. But he says you have to be very careful not to do kibui. So it's very probable that a person will put out the cigarette or the cigar, right? Or if he's smoking a pipe, he'll do some kind of kibui. So you have to be very, very nizer about that. And then the Ksav Sofer brings down that there are some who asur on Yontav Rishon, but are matir on Yontav Sheni, because Yontav Sheni is only the Rabbanan, right? And initially the Ksav Sofer said, you can't make such a chiluk because it's a zilzul. in Yontav Sheni. Right? If you ask for something Yontav Rishon, you mati Yontav Sheni because it's only Drabon, and Chazal were very concerned about Zilzul of Yontav Sheni. That's why we say a Brach Shechayono Yontav Sheni, Gemara said. Because otherwise, if you won't say Shechayono Yontav Sheni, also Lezuzulibe. People will take Yontav Sheni lightly. But then the Ksav Sofer says, no, maybe we shouldn't be concerned about Zilzul. Because if a person didn't smoke on Yontav Rishon, when Yontav Sheni comes around, he's going to have such tsar that he hasn't smoked for 2 days, right? That he hasn't smoked for 2 days, so it's going to be a tsar. So the reason why he's smoking is not because he's mizalzel in Yontav Sheni, but because he has such tsar, and people will recognize that, so it won't be a zilzul in Yontav Sheni. So the Ksav Sofer was willing to make a distinction between Yontav Rishon and Yontav Sheni. You see even that today. The Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha, brings down such a distinction. It's based on the Ksav Sofer. And you see people, there are some people today, we'll talk about Hayom, but there are still some people today that you'll see that the Motsoi Yontav Rishon, they rush out of shul. They have to light up that cigarette, right? That they didn't smoke on Yontav Rishon.
The Kibui itself, early you said the Kibui, it was Asher because the Kibui,
it's likely you'll come to Kibui. The smoking itself is not a Kibui. Because of Mechabed, you'll come to do Kibui. But that's something that it's very, when it's something that's so likely, you don't need a Sanhedrin to be going to. It's so likely that you shouldn't do it because the probability is that you'll come to be over. So the okay, there's an Imre Bina that I gave you, that the Imre Bina brings down the Pnei Yeshua, the Prima Godim, that anything which is for refuah or for brius is considered to be shavu l'chol nefesh, and the Imre Bina argues on that. The Imre Bina argues and he says for refuah is not considered to be shavu l'chol nefesh. If it's a food that the choyla has to eat, so it's a food, it's a chila. But if it's not a food, so then it's a food is defined as tzorich lechol nefesh, just like the tzvi in ksuvit. So if it's a food, and even if it's a bitter food that the choyla doesn't like, the doctor prescribed you have to have a certain type of spinach. You have to have spinach, and he doesn't like spinach. It's still a food. It's still considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. But if it's not a chila, so then he says that's not considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. And he proves it from a Yoreim and a Ramban. The Yoreim says also legamir kelim biyontiv. You're not allowed to smoke out certain begodim on yontiv because gimur kelim is only done really for a choyle, and therefore it's eino shoveh l'chol nefesh. Right? It's done for a choyle. I guess it's necessary for part of the refuah, and that's eino shoveh l'chol nefesh. So for refuah, you see from the Yoreim that's eino shoveh l'chol nefesh. And the Ramban writes about lichol ha'ayin. Lichol ha'ayin is putting some kind of something inside the eye, some kind of coloring on the eye. And it's like a blue coloring on the eye. So he says that that's going to be mutter because even Briyim do it. Even Briyim do it. But Tzorchi Chayla is Eino Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. It's like Mugma. So the Imre Bina comes out L'maskona that Refuah is not considered to be Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. It's not considered to be Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. And this, so if you go, we're going to say, those who want to say that smoking that is for, there might be a distinction between refuah and brius, right? It might be refuah maybe is not shoveh l'chol nefesh because it's only for a chayla. Brius, health, is something that everyone wants. You see today, in today's society, right? Everyone wants health, right? The exercise places and the jogging and all kinds of different types of exercise. Everyone wants brius. Well, I don't know if they want brius or they just want to look good, the appearance. But supposedly it's for health reasons. So that's something which is shoveh l'chol nefesh. even healthy people want that mashe enkein. Maybe refuah, which is only really for chayli, maybe that's not considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. But the Rebina brings down the Pnei Yeshua that briyos and refuah is shoveh l'chol nefesh, and he argues on the Pnei Yeshua and says that no, it's not considered to be shoveh. Not considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. So it's really a major machlokes ha-poskim whether refuah is considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. It's a big nafkamina. Nafkamina, as I mentioned before, whether you can carry out, can you carry out medications, right? Can you carry out medicine through a reshut harabim to bring the medicine to someone, right? To a chayle, right? So, or can you cook something which is a medication for the chayle? I'm not talking about cooking chicken soup or hot water. That's an oichel. But something which is specifically a trufa, it's a refuah, so it's a major machlokes whether that's considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh or ain't no shoveh l'chol nefesh. And I think that this machlokes could be totally really on one possible together of ain't no shoveh l'chol nefesh. Does ain't no shoveh l'chol nefesh depend on the number of people who do it, right? Rov b'nei Adam do it, or only a miut b'nei Adam do it, like by Mugmar, it's only a miut. It's not a rov b'nei Adam who do it. So that's the definition of Ein Oshoveh l'chol nefesh, right? So then it's, that would be for a chayla, refuah, is Ein Oshoveh l'chol nefesh. Rov b'nei Adam, and not chaylim, don't need this. These trufas, these medications, or whatever the treatment is. But if we say that Ein Oshoveh l'chol nefesh depends on the tachlis ha'inyan, depends on what is the purpose. Is it a purpose that everyone would want? Right? A tzorech that everyone would want. So then maybe refuah would also be included in that. Everyone wants, not everyone is a chayla, but if they would be a chayla, everyone would want that. Would want that refuah. And therefore, if you go by tachlis ha'inyin, right, mugmar is not something that everyone wants. Right? It's not, even the people who have the possibility of having mugmar, they wouldn't want it. They don't need this type of tainug. But a refuah, for someone who's a chayla, everyone would want that refuah. Everyone wants brios. So therefore, that would make it into a shoveh l'chol nefesh. So as far as smoking is concerned, we have these machlokes 100 years ago, 200 years ago. No, not necessarily. It's a tainug yaseva. Not everyone wants that tainug.
What is the type of thing that would make a difference? Only rich people do something, but anybody who's rich would do it, you know. Do it, and then would that make a difference?
Would that make it into shovel?
No, I don't think people have, but if you had a million dollars, you would do it too.
So, but it's not. I mean, first of all, if the Gemara says that Mugmar is Ein Oshoveh l'chol nefesh, that's never going to change.
That's not going to change.
Tachlis is not something that everyone wants or needs, right? And also, it's not something that you can't say that. It's a big difference between being rich and being sick. Sickness. Okay. Everyone would want a refuah for that. But rich, not everyone, even if they're rich, not everyone wants it. Not every rich person does a movement. So Reb Moshe has a tshuva about what about smoking today, that we know the sakonis in smoking. So Ramaj, I want to read this truth inside. I just gave it to you. Ishan Sugarios, Beyontiv, the second, read the whole thing. Hine Nechdi, Ramodachai Tendla, Mosal Lishay Loso, Tasefes Taim, Lahafi Lahokel, Bidin Ishan Sugarin, Beyontiv, Donovo Kvar Hapokim, Barichot, Mishnabura, the Bir Halocha, Lamaisa Nispashi, the Minuk Shirov, Hamaashnim Behol, Kilim Laashin, Gambi Yontit. That's the Minuk. Many people do smoke on Yontit. Ladina Hayom, Hagam Shef Shaliton, Shemiyaka Shiesh Harvey, Shaino Maashni Machmas, Shemavikim Zelis Sakona, right? Mimela ishun sigarias hayom nasa einol shava lechol nefesh. Maybe today it's einol shava lechol nefesh. You can't apply the Pnei Yeshua and the Ksav Sofer's reasoning. Kol makom kashel achriya keneged mashen nagu ha'olam. Right? Minog ha'olam is that people smoke. Bipracha efsha shaladina einaf kamina b'tam adova madua inyim misuyim einol nagu lechol adam. Maybe it doesn't even matter what the reason is why not everyone smokes. There are many people who don't smoke because of sakana. Other people don't smoke because they don't like, they have no pleasure in smoking, right? Other people don't smoke for various reasons. Maybe it doesn't matter what the reason is, Ramesha says. In the time of Nei Yeshua and the Ksav Sofer, also not everyone smoked. That's clear, right? Today, maybe there are, who knows what the percentages are today versus then, where there are more people smoking or less people smoking. Today, many people don't smoke because of sakana. But there are many people who do smoke. Millions and millions of people who do smoke. Od yesh loyma, shemaise, shemeyos milyonim, anoshim, ba'olam osim, nechshav shav lechol nefesh. Gam sheyesh anoshim rabim she'enam osim. So hundreds of millions of people who do smoke today, even with all the knowledge about the sakana. So maybe that's considered to be shav lechol nefesh. Lefich ha'lamrot shevadei sheroi lebal nefesh lahachmir bazel ledina kosher la'osim. Ramosha is Bal Nefesh Achmir, but he cannot answer smoking. Just like Ramosha writes in other Chuvits about Stam answering smoking. Ramosha felt he cannot answer smoking, even though he advises against it. But so. What? Yeah. That was not, according to Tosfos, not a shava lechol nefesh. Right. Even though it was, I don't know how common it was then. Common enough, right. And Tosfos still holds as ain't a shava lechol nefesh. Right. Ain't a shava lechol nefesh. Okay. So we have to see. I mean, I told you, the definition is extremely difficult. And we haven't even come to all the difficulties in the definition. When we come to Rechitza, that's where we'll see the real difficulties in terms of the definition. Ramosha is saying, he seems to be saying, it's very, very widespread. He says, I cannot answer. It's still considered to be Shalom Lechonesh. Rabbi Yashiv, on the next page, on side two, Rabbi Yashiv, very, very pithy statement. Today there's no heter at all. And the Rabbi Yashiv, it's based on Rabbi Yashiv, many, many folks in Eretz Yisrael say the same thing. No heter, based on sakona, right? The fact that we have that knowledge that of the sakona, it's considered to be einol shavah lechol nefesh today. Even if many people are willing to put themselves in sakona, but especially since we know that there's a major machlokes poskim, there were many poskim who answered anyway before they knew about the sakana. So Yashiv says, in addition, now we know about the sakana, and so that's eino shavah lechol nefesh. Right? Many other poskim hold that way as well. I think he does ask for someone from starting to smoke. Somebody who's already smoking, and it's very difficult to break the habit. I don't think he's going to say you have to go cold turkey and break the habit. We're concerned about Yontif. There are many poskim, Rav Tzitz Eliezer does ask for smoking on hold, so you have to go through. It's a big sugya, but it's not our sugya right now. Okay. Okay. So that's as far as smoking, as far as refuah, right? Carrying out medications. Let's get to the topic. The rechitza. Rechitza on rechitza saguf on yontiv. So the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that on chafala from the day. Thank you. The Beishami holds that you're not allowed to heat up water to wash your feet unless the roi fishtir and beitzilu is matir. Pun of yoda viradu, beitzilu is matir. Right? But not called gufo, taisis. So here we have a machlokes between taisis against the Rif in the Rambam. Taisis here and taisis in Shabbos Lamites says that beitzilu was matir based on mitoich. Right, based on mitayt, for pon of yod of raglov, but kol gufo is going to be osur because of its latainug, and therefore it's ainu shova l'chol nefesh. So according to Taisis, it's going to be an issa d'oraisa. It's an issa d'oraisa. The Rama in Shulchan Aruch paskins like Taisis, and the Rosh holds this way as well. Right, the Ran says that based on Taisis, that it's an issa d'oraisa to heat up water to wash kol gufo on yontiv. So the Ran says, what will the din be about Mayim Shahuchamu Me'erev Yontif? You heated up the water before Yontif, and now you want to wash your whole body on Yontif. So the Ran says, what? It's going to be Osur, according to Taisis. Because if heating up the water on Yontif is an Issa D'oraisa, so we're going to make a Gzeira not to wash with water Shahuchamu Me'erev Yontif. We make a gzera erev huchamu erev yontiv otu huchamu v'yontiv, right? The Rif and the Rambam bring down they hold that rechitzas kol aguf is bichlau oichel nefesh. It's going to be muta midoy raisa chachomi matzah. Why did the chachomi matzah rechitzas kol aguf on yontiv? Why did they answer it? Zeiras mechatzoyis. In the same way that they answered washing kol gufo b'chamin on Shabbos, they also answered washing kol gufo b'chamin on Yontiv. Water that was heated up on Yontiv, there's no malacha in that, according to the Rif in the Rambam. Right? Toichel nefesh, just like while heating up water for pon of yod of a raglo, heating up water for kol gufo is not going to be also mishum malacha. It's only an issa d'rabbanan. And the Rif writes in the name of the Goinim that chamin shahu chamu me'erev yontiv, you're allowed to use that hot water to wash kol gufo on yontiv. And here's what the Ran adds to this, is the Ran says that the Rif and the Rambam, the Rif is l'shitosai and Taisus is l'shitosai. Right? Taisus holds that you're not allowed to use Mayim Shuachamu Me'erev Yontiv because Taisus holds that heating up the water to wash Kol Gufon Yontiv is an Issa D'oraisa, so we make Gzeira Otu Huchamu Me'erev Yontiv Otu Huchamu V'Yontiv. According to the Rif and the Rambam, where it's only Gzeiras Mechatzoy to heat up the water to wash Kol Gufon Yontiv, so in Erev Yontiv we're not going to make a gzera. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rif in the Rambam. Right? Because he goes Rif and Rambam against the Rosh. So that's how the Mechaber passes, right? But the Rosh, the Rama in Shulchan Aruch brings down Shitas, Toisis, and the Rosh that it's going to be also to wash even with Mayim Shahuchamu Me'erev Yontet. Now, why did the Rambam hold that it's apparently the Rambam held it's not an Issa D'oraisa. So what happened to Eino Shoveh L'chol Nefesh? What happened? What does the Rambam hold about that? A what? But even by Oichol Nefesh you need Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. Right? You see that in the Gemara in Ksudas, by Tzvi. Right? By Tzvi Shchitas Tzvi. That's certainly Oichol Nefesh. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, it should be Eino Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. The Gemara answers, Tzorech l'chol nefesh. So it's considered to be shor l'chol nefesh. So either the Rambam held that rechitzas kol gufo is considered to be shor l'chol nefesh, or as the Orech HaShulchan says. The Orech HaShulchan says the Rambam never mentioned the halacha of shor l'chol nefesh. Never brings it down in Mishnah, in Hilchas Yontiv. The Orech HaShulchan says that the Rif in the Rambam odoiche that halacha of Eino Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. Why? I'm not sure. But they don't bring it down, the din of Eino Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. And that's why the Rambam had to say that Rechitzas Kol Gufo is only also Midrabbanan because of Gzeiras Mechatzoyis. And by Mugmar, the Rambam says the reason why Mugmar is also is because of Kivui. Because it's Mechaveh. He doesn't say. See, we all understand Mugmar that you're Mavir, right? You take the incense, you put it on the coals, The incense burns, it's mavir, right? But it's also because of Einu Shorah L'chol Nefesh. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that Mugmar is also because of the Melacha Mechabe. And Mechabe, there's no Heter Mechabe on Yontif. There's no Heter of Kibui on Yontif at all. Well, that's a separate shiur that we'll get to tomorrow, Friday, that there's no Heter of Kibui on Yontif. So Mimela, that's the Shita of the Rif in the Rambam. But the big question is that everyone tries to define is why is washing, right? What's the halacha today? Are you allowed to take a hot shower on Yom Tov? Right? I'll show you that all the poskim say you're not allowed to. And according to Tosfos, it will be an issur d'oraisa because it's ein shava l'chol nefesh. Why? Why is it ein shava l'chol nefesh? Bishlam, I understand, hundreds of years ago when people didn't have showers, didn't have baths in their homes, right? So they took a shower once a week when they went to mikvah on Friday afternoon. When I was in Eretz Yisrael in yeshiva, right? I didn't have a shower in the apartment. Right? Once a week we would go to Zupnik, right? Zupnik, and that's what you take, a good shower, right? Otherwise, until relatively recently in Eretz Yisrael, you know, not every apartment had hot water heaters like we have. We take it so for granted, right? That today people take showers every day, twice a day. No, people take five times a day, right? So why is it Eino Shoveh L'chol Nefesh? What's the Hagdara of Eino Shoveh L'chol Nefesh? As far as Rechitza is concerned, we try to get some Hagdoras in terms of smoking, right? And some of these Hagdoras will overlap. So the Chazon Yecheskel, Shmir Shabbos gives us a quote from Chatzkel Abramsky in Chazon Yecheskel, that he says, why is Rechitza's kol gufo not shoveh l'chol nefesh? Because in Rechitza's gufo lohevi b'chol yom, elo livnei odom mu'unogim, and therefore it's not considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. In other words, shoveh l'chol nefesh has to be what? B'chol yom. Has to be something that you do. Eating, shoveh l'chol nefesh, you do it every single day, right? But something, if it's something that you don't do b'chol yom, some people are istinesim. Of course they take a shower every day. But when you look at most people, right, if it's not hot, they're not sweated, they're not meluchloch, right, so then they're not istinesim, so they're not gonna take a shower every single day. Right? Yeah, so that was the Hagdora that the Chazon Yecheskel gave. Why it's not Shoveh, why it's not Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. Now the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasor of Neufurt asked on that, who says it has to be Shoveh, there has to be B'chol Yom, right? Were people Maziah every single day? That was Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. Did people eat Tzvi, even Ashirim? Did they eat deer meat every single day? Who says it has to be everything? So that you can answer because achila is every single day. The category of achila. But zeya, it's hard to say that people were mazia every single day. And where do you find that? Where's the mocha for that? It has to be every single day. Then the emes from the I have a raya from the Shita Mikubetis in Ksuvis that it doesn't have to be every single day. The Shita Mekubetzes and Ksuvis talks about Bia, right? Bia, the Gemara said, is Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. Right? Bia is Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. We tell Shehutra, Chabura L'tzorech Eichol Nefesh, Hutra Nami Shelo L'tzorech Eichol Nefesh, by the Bia Rishayna. The Gemara says, it's Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. The Shita Mekubetzes says, Bia is Shoveh L'chol Nefesh, Shemitza Eitzo Akol, Ava Bia She'eino Tadira. Not something that's done every day. It's ain't no tadir, right? There's shiurim of oina by different people, but it's not something that's every day. It's not like achilu ushtia. So yet we say that Shita says that's called shoveh l'chol nefesh. So it's very hard to be magdir it that it's something that's done every single day. That's the getter, and that's why rechitzas kol aguf is ain't no shoveh l'chol nefesh. And there are other rayas that it doesn't depend on every day. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that by Tinoi, and the whole discussion about washing, heating up water to wash a baby, right? Is that Shovel Lechol Nefesh or Eino Shovel Lechol Nefesh? So the Shulchan Aruch Allah says, if you hold that Lechitzas Kol HaGuf is also because it's Eino Shovel Lechol Nefesh, that applies even by a Tinoi. Even by a Tinoi, it's going to be considered to be Shovel, Eino Shovel Lechol Nefesh. You're not allowed to heat up the water, the Lerochtzo, even though Derech Lerochtzo Bechol Yom, he says. He's still not allowed to heat up the water to wash his whole body. What? Well, it depends. If he's mamish dirty or low, that's different. But he's not dirty. You're just washing him for tainuk. It's a tainuk. He has a tainuk. He has a tainuk. The parents have a tainuk. Okay. When he reaches a certain age, maybe that's a natural. It's for tainug, objectively tainug. Subjectively, it might not be tainug. Okay, so it's hard to define it in terms of every day. So then, it's the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir gives a very important definition, very important idea, and it overlaps with what the Ksav Sofer said. Beis Meir said that Rechitzas Kol HaGuf, the purpose is for time. You have to look at the Tachlis HaIn. It doesn't depend on how many people do it, how many people don't do it. It depends on what is the purpose. Just like Mugmar, the purpose is Tainu, by Rechitzas Kol HaGuf, the purpose is time. We're not talking about a person who is Meluchloch all over. We're talking about a person who basically it's not Meluchloch, he's not washing off the Lichloch, but he wants to wash himself in hot water. It's a tafnuk yisera, he says, right? And it's not something which is tzorich l'chol nefesh. It's a tainuk yisera. So you look at the tafnuk. The fact that today many people have become istenesim, that we are so delicate, right? And that we have the access to it. Right, so it's so easy, right? So that doesn't necessarily change things, because in essence, the Beis Meir says it's a tafnuk yisera. However, based on this, the Beis Meir came up with a tremendous cooler that he wanted to use by the heating up water for the mikveh, right? To add that water to the cold water in the mikveh to take the chill out of the water in the mikveh. Right, so are you allowed to heat up that water to make it into a poshrim, that now it should be lukewarm and not cold water, so that the woman could be tevel in the mikveh? So the Beis Meir was matir, even though that you're heating up that water for what purpose? For rechitzas kol haguf, because you're going to put it into the mikveh that she's going to be tevel in. But it's lahofik tzina, he says. That's something which is shoveh l'chol nefesh, to be matzil from tzar, right? Nobody wants to go into a nice cold mikveh, especially in times when they didn't have heating in the mikveh and it was very cold outside, so it was cold in the mikveh, in the room itself. So, but to be matzil from tzar, he says, that's considered to be shoveh l'chol nefesh. If it's just to take a hot bath or a hot shower, that's like that's latainuk. The tachlis is tafnuk yiseva. So that's ainu shavu l'chol nefesh. But if it's something to be matzel from tzar, that's considered to be a dova hashavu l'chol nefesh. So therefore the Beis Meir wanted to be matir on yontiv for the mikvahs, right? To heat up water and pour it into the mikvah so that to take out the chill in the mikvah. Because that's something which would be a shoveh l'chonet. Not everyone goes to mikvah though, but everyone would want, similar to the svara of brius, right? Everyone wants brius. Everyone doesn't want to experience a cold mikvah. Anyone who has to go to mikvah doesn't want a cold mikvah, right? And therefore that's considered to be a shoveh l'chonet. In other words, what? Dafka, yeah, because by a mikvah shal mitzvah, the person has to go. Otherwise, don't go. What do you need it for? But if you have to go, anyone who would have to go, right? So then they would want, they wouldn't want the tsar of a cold mikveh, and therefore.
Why does she have to go?
A mitzvah. Woman has to go to mikveh.
She doesn't have to, like, she wait till after yontif, no?
No, you're not supposed to delay. You're not supposed to delay. No, if there's man, if the, even if tefillah is man, there ain't no mitzvah, but still there's a mitzvah. So, oh no, there's a, you're not supposed to delay for no, for, unless there's a very, very valid reason. So the so therefore it seems for many, many poskim that even today, where we have it's so accessible and people are, it's much more common that people take showers even every day, but for many, many poskim it's still considered to be eino shove l'chol nefesh, right? Eino shove l'chol nefesh. And the reason for that most probably is because it's still done letachnuk yisera, right? Letainu. People enjoy, they stay in the shower. I mean, how long do you have to stay in the shower to wash your body, right? You can say it took 2 minutes. People stay in the shower 15, 20 minutes, right? Singing in the shower, right? I mean, they enjoy it. It's a tainu. It's a tainu that people have, even though they don't necessarily need it. So, but it is a serious shaila that Rafelder, said that Rashul first from Chicago, presented this shaila to a number of gedolim, right? Shemati, maybe Rashul first, that he asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rashul Mazalman Auerbach, Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, Rav Yashiv, can you be mata rechitza b'chamin today that it's so accessible and people take showers, so hot showers so often? And maybe it's a dova shavu l'chol nefesh today. Kulam heshivu l'isa. They all said that it's awesome. It's still considered to be eino shavu l'chol nefesh. But even if we would say that it's shavu l'chol nefesh today, noniach that it's shavu l'chol nefesh today, and therefore you don't have the isa d'oraisa of eino shavu l'chol nefesh, you still have another problem. What's the other problem? Gzeiras merchatzoi. Because both days are brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and there's no clear cut psak on this, right? The Shitas Atosis and Shitas Harif Vaharamam. Mechaba brings down the Rif in the Rambam. The Ramah brings down Shitas Hatosis Vaharosh. And therefore, there's a Gzeras Merchatzois. And what's entailed in Gzeras Merchatzois, right? So we have to analyze this a little bit. According to the Rif and the Rambam, you cannot wash your whole body in hot water because of Gzeiras Merchatzois, and therefore, if the water was heated up from before Yontiv, so it's mutter according to the Rif and the Rambam, right? But when you're taking a hot shower, when is that water heated up? Right? You don't know necessarily, right? If you're taking the shower, it could have been that it was heated up on Yontiv, right? So here there's an issue. I'll get to it afterwards. You know, like when you're turning on the way our systems work, when you're turning on the hot water faucet, right, hot water comes out, what's happening? Cold water is going in. And that cold water is being heated up. And that cold water is being heated up litzoyrech, the shower. Because otherwise you couldn't take the shower with that hot water, that cold water would be heated up. That's the way the system works. You need hot cold water to come into the boiler and it pushes out the hot water. If you would shut off the cold water tap, the cold water intake, the hot water would not come out. That's our system. So basically, when you're taking a shower, a hot shower, according to Tosis, the water that you're heating up is being heated up letzorech dova she'eino shaveh l'chol nefesh, even though you're not washing yourself with that water. But you're heating up that water so that you can do something which is eino shavu l'chol nefesh. According to the Rif and the Rambam, right? It's only based on Gzeiras Merchatzois. And if the water is heated up on Yontiv, it's asur. If the water was heated up from before Yontiv, it's going to be mutar. So then, it's hard to know though whether the water that you're using was heated up on Yontiv or the water was heated up before Yontiv. But water that was heated up on Yontiv, right, even if it was heated up b'derech heter, you didn't do any iser in heating up that water, you're not allowed to wash your body with that water on Yontif because of Gzeiras Merv Chatzoyis. What is the Gzeiras Merv Chatzoyis? What are we choishish for? See, Shabbos we understand Gzeiras Merv Chatzoyis because the Gemara in Shabbos says Gzeiras HaBalonim. What would happen is on Shabbos they would wash their body in water that was heated up before Shabbos, right? And therefore there was a Gzeira not to do that because maybe the balonim, the bathhouse keepers, will heat up the water on Shabbos, and they'll say it was heated up from before Shabbos. So that we understand. But on Yontif, if there's really nothing wrong, according to the Rif in the Rama, in heating up the water on Yontif itself, because they don't hold from Shovel Lechol Nefesh, so why did they make a gzeira? To say, so maybe if they made a gzeira Yontif to Shabbos, the Ramban asked on that, the Ramban said, if it's Eichel Nefesh, we don't make Gzeiras on Eichel Nefesh on Yontif or Tu Shabbos. Then you should ask for cooking on Yontif, Gzeira or Tu Shabbos. Right? So why did they make a Gzeiras Mer Chatzois on Yontif? Ramban answers, because they were concerned that a person will wash himself in hot water, so then you use a towel. There's schita b'seyor, there could be schita on the towel, there could be other isurim that you're going to be doing, right? Not the heating up of the water, but other isurim, and therefore they made exeris merchatzois on yontif. That's what the Ramban in Shabbos says. But al-kol ponim, what comes out is that, according to the Rif in the Rambam, water that was heated up on yontif is going to be also to wash your body with that water. If it was heated up from before yontif, that's going to be mutter, right? That's going to be mutter. But one second. But there's one other stipulation. Even if the water was heated up from before yontif, right? It cannot be in a merchot. You cannot wash yourself in a merchot, in a bathhouse, right? It has to be. You can wash yourself in the bedroom, but not in a merchot. Whether certainly a bathhouse that had balonim, right, that had bathhouse keepers, that's a bathhouse. What about our bathrooms that have showers in them? It's a big suffix whether that has the status of a merchot. There are some who say it is a merchot, others who say it's not a merchot. If you say it is a merchot, even if the water would be heated up from before yontif, right, for instance, let's say you want to take a shower the first night of yontif. Right, first night of Yontif. So the water in the boiler, right, was heated up on Erev Yontif. Right, you didn't use that much hot water from Yontif night. And let's say you even take the shower before and you wash the dishes. So you really didn't use any of the hot water from the tap, right? And so that water is heated up from before Yontif. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, it should be mutter, but not in the merchot. Not in a merchot. So if our bathrooms have a status of a merchot, so that's going to be a problem. If the water was heated up on yontif, right, so then it's going to be also, even if it wouldn't have a status of a merchot. So it really is very, 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 very complicated, but what you have to take into consideration both the Shitas Toisus and the Rosh and Shitas Rif V'Rambam, that there are two Isurim. There's one Isser that's based on, because we don't have a clear-cut sock in this. Mechab and Ramah bring down both Shittas. So, according to Tosis and the Rosh, it's also to because of also Midoraita, Eino Shovel L'chol Nefesh, according to Shittas Harif or Harambam, right, and the Mechab, it's also Midrabonon, Gzeres Merchatzois, right, Gzeres Merchatzois. So either way, there is a problem. How do you get around Eino, right? If it's Eino Shovel L'chol Nefesh, right? It's hard to say today. If the Gedolei Yisrael, Himat, across the board, I'm sure there are Rabbonim today who say it is Shovel L'chol Nefesh. But when you have Gedolim, like the four Gedolim that I mentioned, who say that you cannot be Matirit because... And Shlomo Miller says this as well, and we don't even know the gedder of Eino Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. It's so hard to define. What?
We don't have well-known poskim, anybody who's...
Not that I know of. And no one in this league. Mm-hmm. No one in this league. So, Einol Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And then you also have the Gzeres Merchatzois, right? And the water is the water was heated up on Yontif. There's a Gzeres Merchatzois, even if our bathrooms don't have the status of a Merchatz, right? So it's very, very hard to find any kind of a heter to take a hot shower on Yontif. Rav Gershon Bess has been working on this for years. And he wrote it up. I gave you the sheet, and I just want to go through what he came out with after discussing it with Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. There's one possible way of taking a shower on Yontif. We all know that we have these shilas, especially when it's a 3-day Yontif or it's Simchas Torah right after Hakafis, right? That's why these are the most common shilas that are asked on Yontif. Right, but it's based on all of the mekayim. It's very, very hard to find a makor leheta that's based on halacha. So he has a possible method. So I'd like to read through this and I'll explain. Right, not so many years ago, it was unthinkable for someone to consider showering on Yontif. This is on page 2. Despite the stifling humidity of the East Coast, nevertheless, we live in an age of entitlement that we must satisfy any of our desires or needs. Rather than violate Yontif by showering in a forbidden manner, we offer a method which may have a halachic basis. Generally, we are not permitted to instruct a non-Jew to perform an act that a Jew is forbidden to perform. Right? You know, by Amir Eliakim, Sikresha is Mutter. Amir Eliakim, there's no Issa of Sikresha. To tell a guy to open the refrigerator and the light goes on, that's Mutter by Amir Eliakim, right? So, if you'll tell a guy, let's say, according to Tosfos in the Rosh, you're not allowed to heat up the water to wash your whole body, right? You can't turn on the hot water in the shower, right? What happens if you tell a guy to turn on the hot water in the shower to wash some dishes? You're going to bring some dishes, and he's going to turn on the hot water in the shower, right? So the cold water that comes in, that's the problem. The cold water that comes in and is heated up is being cooked, right? So that cold water is being cooked with tzorech. If you're going to take a shower, rechitzas kol gufo, so that's going to be the tzorech dovashen shova l'chol nefesh, and for a Jew to turn on that hot water is an issa d'oraisa. But he says, to ask a goy to turn on the hot water, the cold water that's being cooked is only a psik resha, and there's no issa amir liyakum by psik resha. So the issa of doing melacha, of heating up the water, will not apply. That issa that Tosfos has of heating up the water will not apply because it's amir liyakum, right? For the bishul is only a psikresha. Therefore, we are permitted to tell a non-Jew. What? Let me finish the whole thing. Then you'll ask. Okay. Therefore, we are permitted to tell a non-Jew to open the hot water tap, even for a need which is not shovel l'chol nefesh, despite the fact that cold water will inevitably enter the tank, become heated on Yontif. Consensus of both. So that takes away the issa of bishul, which is einu shoveh l'chol nefesh, because it's amir liyakum. You have the housekeeper turn on the hot water, right? And there's a psikresha. The cold water comes in and is going to be heated up. L'tzorech dovash einu shoveh l'chol nefesh. But that's not a problem because it's amir liyakum is mutav psikresha. But you still have a gzeres merchatzois, right? If to take when you go into the hot water. Right, and you take the shower. There's a gzeres merchatzois according to the Rif and the Rambam. Consensus of the post scheme is that gzeres merchatzois does not apply to hot or warm water that has cooled. That's poshrim. We may not turn on the hot water tap on Yontif, even to just temper the cold water, since we would then be cooking the water coming into the tank for the sake of bathing, which is forbidden. So we cannot, Jew cannot do it, right? Because then you're cooking the water for the sake of rechitzas kol gufo, which is ein shovel l'chol nefesh. But, and gzeres merchatzois does not apply to mayim poshrim. And that's a neid v'huda. That gzeres merchatzois is only by hot water that a person takes a hot shower. It's not lukewarm. It's hot. Doesn't mean it's not yet soledismo, obviously. But it's something that is a person takes a hot shower, a comfortable hot shower, but it's not lukewarm. Lukewarm water is not a, there is no gzeres merchatzoi. The Nei Divi Huda says that in a tshuva about mikvah, And therefore he says, this is the maskon, if a Jew instructs a non-Jew to open the hot water tap and then turn on the cold water tap to achieve a lukewarm temperature, would then be permitted for the Jew to shower. Since the non-Jew turned on the water, he has avoided the malacha of cooking, according to Tosis, to something which is not shavu l'chol nefesh. Since he will be bathing in lukewarm water, he has avoided the prohibition, the gzeiros merchatzos, of the Rambam. So we take both of these halachas, and you avoid, right, you avoid the bishul by having the goy turn on the hot water, because the bishul is only psikresha, there's no issa merely akum by psikresha. And you avoid the gzeres mechatzos because now you're bathing yourself in lukewarm water, and that there is no gzeres mechatzos on that. Right? So he discussed this with various poskim. I think it was Rav Shmuel Vozner in Eretz Yisrael, and he was reluctantly maskim to this. That so this is a possibility. But for a Jew to turn on, to take a lukewarm shower, to turn on the water, right, and just make it lukewarm, a combination of hot and cold water, not going to work. Why won't it work? Because even though there's no gzeres merchatzois, but when you're turning on the hot water, cold water is coming into the boiler and is being heated up, right, for the purpose of washing kol gufo. Now, if we say, like the Beis Meir, That poshrim is shovel l'chol nefesh, right? Is shovel l'chol nefesh. So that would be okay to take a lukewarm, turn on the hot water, add some cold water, right, and take a lukewarm shower. Then it's shovel l'chol nefesh according to the Beis Meir. But the Beis Meir only said it where l'tzorech tefilas mitzvah, only by mitzvah. He didn't say it stam. So therefore, that remains a problem. Of your heating up the water, l'tzorech uchitzas kol gufo, and that is, according to Tosis and the Rosh, eino shove l'chol nefesh, and we even maintain today that it's eino shove l'chol nefesh, it seems according to the Gedolei HaPoskim, and as far as the gzeres merchatzois, so if it's lukewarm, you don't have gzeres merchatzois. But then you'll still have the problem of bishol l'tzorech dovesh eino shove l'chol nefesh. So for that, the Amiro Li'akum takes care of that problem. Okay? You see how complicated this will be. It's
Is there anything for like putting it Ava instead of the Kol Gufo?
No. Ava is still Asur Shulchan Aruch. Ava is Asur as long as you're doing Rov Gufo. If you're doing other Ava, let's say you're just washing your armpits and you're washing your chest, right? But it's not rov gufo. You're washing other eivorim, other limbs. So that's a long bir halacha, which the question is whether pon of yodav araglov is dafka pon of yodav araglov, or it means other eivorim as well, right? Which as long as it's not rov gufo. Once it's rov gufo, ruba kukulam, right? But can you wash under your armpits? Is you sweat it on your chest and on your neck? So the Bir Halacha brings a major machlokes among the poskim about that. His hachra seems to be at the end. He has a Rashba, he has a Meiri, that other Evarim will be mutter, like Ponav Yoda Varaglov, as long as it's not a Rov Gufo, But if you're gonna wash Rov Gufo, you're gonna wash your whole body, Aver, right? I'll wash my hands and I'll wash my chest and I'll wash my legs, right? And you're gonna wash, you know, you stick different parts of your body into the shower, right? You won't go underneath the hot shower at one time. You'll do it Aver, that's absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. As long as you're going to, in the end, it's going to be Rov Gufo, right? But if you wash, you just want to wash a miut of your goof, right? But it'll be you know, aver, miut of the goof. So then it seems that other avarim are going to be muta, even though there is a machlokes rishayim about that. So,
you know, Betz is a year has done amir la'akum for a psikresha. Psikresha is only anim kavim. Can you say this is anim miskavim when you turn it on? You don't have it in mind, but you want that.
No, that's still anim miskavim because you're turning on the hot water tap, right? For the hot water.
I tell the guy, I need some hot water.
Right.
I need some hot water. So he turns it on for the hot water. The fact that you're not mischaving that the cold water should come in. No, that's clear. Everybody.
You know, you have a small tank. You're going to need that water. And
yeah, no,
that's
a mischaving. But subsequation. Secretion, the nichole, you're happy about.
Sure, sure.
But for a goy, a mirali akum, there's no itzah by when it's only
that's
a secret and only a secretion.
Whether you know how
no,
to do it or not.
No, that's not your kavon. Right. That's not your kavon. Okay, tomorrow we'll do, we're getting into havara and molid eish and electricity on Yontif, right? This is a big topic for Yontif. So I gave out the Maram Kassali.
Could you see why?
Good.
When you used to walk over and get it.